ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe. Maseches Becheiris is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
Becheiris Daf Nun Dalet revolves mostly around the discussion about Ma'aser Behema with different types of animals. The Mishnah has already told us on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph that Chodosh and Yashon, as well as Bokar V'tzoyin, are not Mis'aser Mizel Zeh. Kvosim V'izim, however, you could be Mis'aser Mizel Zeh. And the Gemara makes a comparison, beginning with the whole sugi here on Gimel Amud Beis, and really the Mishnah already discusses it, to Klayim. That just like we know the two different minim, you cannot be Ma'arav Zeh B'Zeh, whether it's with Hanhaga or Arva, there's a lav of Klayim. So too, since they're two different minim, you cannot mix them together to be Mitzarev from Ma'aser Behema. And it's interesting actually that Yashan and Chodosh goes in together with this mix of Kvasim V'izim as well as Bakar V'tzayin. Yesh Lachger, Chodosh V'yashon, I would have thought, are two of totally the same exact species. Just one is from last year and one is from this year. And Rashi again repeats over here, before Elul and after Elul, L'shitasei and Amar Aleph, like we mentioned. Anyway, the fact that we stel Tzu Yashon V'chodosh to Kvasim V'izim and Tzayinu Bakar sounds a little bit reminiscent of the Rambam and Masech de Trumas and Pirush HaMishnayos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. That sounds like Chodesh and Yashin over there with regard to Truma, Min Al She'ene Minoi, has to do Chodesh and Yashin also with Min Al She'ene Minoi. That's an interesting point. And in general, it's interesting that the Gemara and Mishnah are comparing the two Minim, if you will, of Klayim to the Min Al She'ene Minoi of Tziruf, for Ma'aser Behema. Yesh La'ayin again, if Chodesh V'yashon are two minim, or it's one min, they're just not mastarv because it's from a different year. The fact that the Gemara compares it sounds a little bit like it's two minim, like the Lashon Rambam over there in Pirush HaMishnayos and Trumas Aleph Hey. Another interesting thing we find over here in this Gemara with regard to the fact Kvasim V'izim are able to be Mas'asim Mizel Zeh, that one on another, the goats and the sheep can be joined up to make 10 behemoths for Ma'aser Behema. So, Rashi says over here that we learned this out of Vitzoyin on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the Mashma called Soin Min Echod Choshev L'inyan Ma'aser. That sheep and goats are considered one species, one type, Legabi Ma'aser. And the Lashon of Rambam sounds like this as well. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Alach Adalad of the Chayris, Ein ma'aser min ha-bakar al tzayin, v'lei min ha-tzayin al ha-bakar. You cannot be ma'aser, obviously, from bakar to tzayin and tzayin ha-bakar. Aval ma'aser min ha-kvasim al-izim, v'min ha-izim al-kvasim. Shenema v'chol ma'aser bakar v'tzayin. Says the Rambam, kol ma'ash ma'tzayin echad, sheshneihem nikra'im seh, v'areihem kimin echad. They're both called seh, and they are like one min. Rashi and the Rambam established pretty clearly that the din that we say that we're Rabbi Rachman ha-tzayin is that goats and sheep are one and the same species. Rabbi Negershim, however, if you look on the bottom here, says V'tzoyin, kol mashma kol tzoyin echod. And we mentioned actually on Daf Nun Gimel that the Lashon HaMishnah is V'tzoyin mashma kol tzoyin echod. The Shita's Gersh is kol mashma tzoyin echod. In other words, perhaps this means like Rabbi Negershim, not that the tzoyin and the bakar are one min, they're two minim. But they have a din that you could be ma'aser mizel zeh, even though they're two minim, they're nisrabe from kol tzayin echod, that you could be ma'aser one on the other. And we mentioned that Taisus and Chulin Kuf Lamed Vav brings the pasuk in Parshas Toldos, where she said that she should take from the gediyim, from the tzayin, that Taisus is medayik, that you see that gediyim are called tzayin. If you hold that gediyim and tzayin are two minim, so then obviously you need to have a pasuk for that. Well, I guess, yeah, you need a pasuk perhaps according to both shitas. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, that basically there are two minim, and the Torah said they have a din min echad legabi ma'aser behema, not necessarily are they really one and the same and call it terakula. According to Rabbi Negershim, for sure that they're two minim, and even in ma'aser behema they're two minim, just there's a din that they can be misaser zel zeh, and for sure it's not nischadish here at all that kvasim and izim are one and the same. And anyway, that's what Taisus is saying over there. You need a separate pasuk by Rashi, I guess. And it has to be worked out, Lamaisa. How much are they one and the same, and how much are they two minim, just that you can be ma'aser from one on the other. Now the Gemara promptly follows with the question, Yochi Chodesh V'yashon Nami.
So according to Rabbeinu Gershom, Miyochi Yechodesh V'Yoshanami is very easy to understand. Just like we said that Kvasim and Izim are two separate Minim. And nevertheless, you could be Ma'asim Mizalzeh, even though they're two Minim. So who are then Chodesh V'Yoshan? Maximum they're two Minim, you should be able to be Ma'asim Mizalzeh. Hagam, like we mentioned, you could have said Chodesh V'Yoshan are not two Minim. They're a whole different thing, even though they're one Min, but they're from two different Zmanim and they're not Mitzdarf. It has nothing to do with their Min, per se. But the Mishnah and the Gemara are obviously comparing them, so that's the Gemara's question. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, that the din that you could do kvasim on izim, as opposed to bakar, which cannot be masasar on tzoyin, is a din, because even though kvasim and izim are two separate minim, but it was nisravev and nischadash leaning maise behemo, that kvasim and izim are one min, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Yachi chadash v'yashanami. As much as we held that chadash v'yashan are two minim, and there's no Rabbi Rachman at tzoyin on that, why would I have a havamin as a result of kvasim being misasar on izim that chodesh could be misasar on yoshon? That needs a little bit of a beer. The actual gemara here on Nun Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom, the gemara wanted to learn out that just like kvasim v'izim are klayim zeh v'zeh, in other words, they're two minim and still nevertheless they're misasar zeh al zeh, so chodesh v'yoshon, which are not klayim zeh al zeh, which is obviously, like we pointed out, it's clear that Chodesh V'Yoshan are not necessarily as much Tuminim as our Kvasim V'Izim, but nevertheless, we should have a Kal V'Chaymer that you should be able to be Ma'aser from Chodesh V'Yoshan. Talmud Loimar, Aser to Aser. B'shtei Ma'aser Zakosim V'Dabar, Echad Ma'aser Be'ema, Ve'echad Ma'aser Dogon. Makash Ma'aser Be'ema, Ma'aser Dogon. Just like Ma'aser Dogon, you can't do Chodesh V'Yoshan, also Ma'aser Be'ema. So first of all, the fact that the Gemara learns them both out from Aser to Aser, Echad Ma'aser Be'ema ve'echad Ma'aser Dogon, there's a mitzvah zaseh of Aser to Aser, so we'll be mentioning throughout the parak, as we already have, the main headquarters is Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis and Rashi, whether Ma'aser Be'ema is a chiyuv or Ma'aser Be'ema is only a reshus. The Chaznish wants to bring a smach from the Gemara of Aser to Aser, that we're makish Ma'aser Be'ema and Ma'aser Dogon, that it's an obligation, Aser to Aser, that you must take Ma'aser Be'ema. Also, the fact that the Gemara compares Ma'aser Be'ema to Ma'aser Dogon leads the Shagas Aryeh to ask the following question in Turei Evin and Rosh Hashanah Dav Ches. We know that the Gemara later on in the Mishnah Nun Hei Amud Beis it says that Lekuach is Potter mi Ma'aser Be'ema. And the Gemara learns it out, Ma Bincho Eina B'Lekuach Af Ma'aser Be'ema, as we'll get to on the top of Nun Vov Amud Aleph. Correct the Shagas Aryeh, if you're Makish Ma'aser Be'ema la Ma'aser Dogon, and when Ma'aser Dogon, we all know good and well, that Tvua Zaracha V'Lei Lekuach, so then why is it necessary for us to have a pasuk that Ma'aser Be'ema is Potter B'Lekuach? L'chaira, from the fact that you're Makish Ma'aser Be'ema L'Ma'aser Dogon, and by Ma'aser Dogon we know that Lekuach is Potter Min HaMa'aser, so who adin, Ma'aser Be'ema, without the pasuk on Daf Nun Vav, should be Potter Min HaMa'aser as well. As I fracted Turei Evin in Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches. And he goes up and down over there with a lot of details about the Ptur Lekuach of Ma'aser Dogon and the synonymous Ma'aser Be'ema Legabe Lekuach. One thing that we could ponder perhaps, Taisus says in Bab Metzia Daf Peches Amud Aleph, that with regard to the Ptur of Lekuach by Ma'aser Dogon, if one had Tfuah and he sold it, which is Lekuach, and then he bought it back, he would be Chayev in Ma'aser Dogon. That's a din of Tfuah Zaracha, even though it was sold, but now it's back Tfuah Zaracha. By Ma'aser Be'ema, however, it's clear that if somebody sells it and he buys it back, it's still going to have a Ptur of Lekuach. So that would be enough kamina. I don't know if everybody holds like that Taisvus, and maybe the Turei Evin is not going with that tzad. But if Machar v'chazer v'lokach is chayiv in Ma'aser Dogon, then it's not necessarily the same halacha of Ma'aser Be'ema, and therefore not necessarily could we learn out the Ptur Lekuach from Ma'aser Dogon. In general, we have to be ma'ayin what the gather of the Ptur of Lekuach is over there by Ma'aser Dogon as well as over here. If it has to do, like we're saying, with Tfuah Zaracha, and if it's yours, even if it was sold on Lekuach, still if it's yours, you're chayiv. Or it has to do with the Ma'aser Lekuach itself pattering. Perhaps there's a difference fundamentally between Lekuach by Ma'aser Be'ema and by Ma'aser Dogon. But that's the Turei Evin's question, ayin shom. All in all, the Maskonas HaMishnah and the Gemara is that Chodosh V'Yoshan are not Misasim Mizel Zeh, as the Gemara says at the end of the day, Omar Royes, Omar Rova, Omar Kro, Shono, Shono, L'Shono Yikashtev, L'Loy L'Loy L'Racha. that Lagabi Min Bemina, there's no Hekesh, but Lagabi Shana Bashana, you cannot be Mafresh Maisa Behemo from last year on to this year. Interestingly enough, if you look in the Tesefta in the beginning of Perek Zion, it's brought down Asata Asta Bashne Maisa Kosama Dabiach Maisa Dachum Maisa Behemo, Umaasvenaisan Mishan al Chavata. Basically, that you could be Ma'aser from Shana L'Chavrta, from Aser to Aser, B'Shnei Ma'aser Zekosim Adaber, Echem Ma'aser Dagim, Echem Ma'aser Behema. The opposite. That you could be Ma'aser from Shana L'Shana. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Chacham Ma'amrim, Shana Shana, Shal Shana Achas, Ata Ma'aser, V'yata Ma'aser, M'Shana L'Chavrta. So the Chacham say exactly like Yair Gemar, but Rabbi Akiva seems to argue. The problem is that in the Teres Kainim, first of all, the problem is Rabbi Akiva seems to argue. That's interesting. But moreover, the Teres Kainim, in Parshas B'Chukosai, it says B'Ferish, that you can't be Ma'aser from Shana L'Chavrta, and it says over there, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And even though the Goyin plays with the Girsa, he doesn't say that it's a total mistake. So the Shal is, what's going on? It's not only a Machlekes Tanoim, it seems to be a contradiction between the Teres Kainim and the Tosefta, what Rabbi Akiva himself holds. Of course, our Gemara seems to be saying pretty explicitly that you can't be Ma'aser Mishana L'Chavrta. But what's going on with the Shittas Rabbi Akiva? This brings us to the famous, important Rambam over here in Perek Zayin from Becharis Halacha Hey. The Rambam says, "Ein Maasim and Aniladim B'Shana Zual and Aniladim B'Shana Acheres, K'shem She'ein Maasim B'Zera Aretz B'Nechadosh Al Yoshem V'Leim V'Nechadosh Al Chodosh, Shnemar Yoytzi Asod B'Shana B'Shana." The Rambam says clearly that you're not allowed to be Maaser from one year to another year, just like when Maaser Dogon. Says the Rambam, the Yerali, the great Yerali of the Rambam. Says the Rambam, but the Yevet, if a guy went ahead and was Ma'aser from one year on another, Hareze Ma'aser, it is Ma'aser. Even though the Gemara says it's not, or that there's no Ma'aser Mishana L'Shana, the Rambam brought it a moment ago, he says that if a guy went and he did it, it's Ma'aser, Mepnei Chumras HaKodshim. Sharei La Yikpida Torah Al Ma'aser Behem Ferish, Shana Shana. The Torah was not makpid on Ma'aser Behem Beferish that it should be Shana Shana. So V'chumras Kodshim, we say that it's Ma'aser. Very interesting. So the Chayk Nosson asks, what do you mean with Pnei Chumras Kodshim? Like Peter says, the Chayk Nosson, what do you mean? It's a Nimtza Chumra Kula, because you're going to be maybe Kulin Bazara. If legally Ma'aser Behema was not Chal, then L'chaira, it shouldn't be able to be brought. What's the Rambam saying? Yirulim, Ibnei Chumras Kodshim, that it should be Kodesh. Says the Chayk Nosson, you're right. It won't be Kodesh Likar V'Mikdash because of Chulim Bazara. It will just be Kodesh, like we spoke on Dafnon Gimel about Ma'aser Behema and Chutz Loretz. That it will be Kodesh V'Lei Likarv. As they state the Chayk Nosson. This is very important, because first of all, in general, we're talking about Astira and Rabbi Akiva, if Ma'aser from Shana L'Chavrta works or not, according to the Rambam, perhaps, the Rambam says Yerali, he doesn't seem to be coming from the conflict in Rabbi Akiva, because obviously the Tesefta seems to say that the Chacham hold that there's no Ma'aser Mishana L'Shana, and that's like the Stoma de Gemara, and Stoma is like, it's the Chacham connected Rabbi Akiva, even though there's a shail about Rabbi Akiva Mechaveirov, but L'Ma'aser, the Chacham are saying exactly like the Gemara, that you can't do Ma'aser Behemah from one year to another year. It's not Mastarv. And that's the Pashas that the Rambam's paskening. He says a yearly. But one could have been Mefalpal, that maybe the yearly of the Rambam would be that even though you can't be Ma'aser Mishana L'Chavrta Divrei Rabbi Akiva, but L'Ma'aser, if you did it, it's Chal, according to Rabbi Akiva, perhaps. Also, the Chayk Nosson's Chiddush is a huge Chiddush. He's saying that that we say that it's Kodesh B'di'evet, Ma'aser Mishana L'Chavrta, doesn't mean that it's a Ma'aser Behema full-blown and it's bona fide, it's Karav B'Mikdash. That would be Chulim Bazar, says the Chayk Nosson. It just means it's Nechal B'mumid L'Bailim. Which again is recognizing that there are two tracks by Ma'aser Behema. There's the Kedusha of Ma'aser Behema, L'Gabi Ma'aser Shaboy, Kedusha Shaboy, and then there's the Din Karban. And over here, even with the Evid, it wouldn't have the Din Karban, it would just have the shame of Ma'aser Behema. However, it's very possible that the Rambam doesn't mean anything like what the Chayk Nosson is saying, and I saw other Acharonim say this as well. You could learn the Rambam, that the Rambam says, Mepnei Chumras HaKodshim means, Sharei Leik Pida Teiro, Al Ma'aser Behema Beferish, Shigi Shana Shana, that there's a klal in general by Kodshim that you need Shana Lava Kosav La'akiv. And where the Torah was not Shana Lav La'akiv, the Rambam could be saying that since there's a Chumras HaKotchim and over here, there's no Shana Lav La'akiv, therefore, the requirement of Ma'isa Behema to be from the same year, and that Shana Al Chavrita, Chodesh Al Yoshin, has been Rishayini Minoi, was not Shana Lav HaKotchim La'akiv, and therefore, B'diavad it's Chal. It has to be verified very clearly if the din of Shana Lav HaKotchim La'akiv is a din in all Karbonis, in all Kotchim, excuse me, or only in Karbonis. And is it a din in Kodesh, let's say, Lagavi Klisharis and other dinim, or is it only a din in Karbonis? And of course, that's relevant to us over here because we want to know if we're talking about the Shem Ma'aser Behema and its Kedusha in general, or specifically pertaining to the Karbon of Ma'aser Behema. Now, with regard to this Kiddush that the Rambam established, that even though we say here that Ma'aser Chodesh Aliyosh and Ma'aser Behema is not Mitztarif, the Rambam is Mechadish that Padiyevit it is Mitztarif, or at least it's Chal. So there's a question that goes like this. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, obviously, Yarba Rosh Hashanah Mahim, says a whole list of different things that are Rosh Hashanah. Now we know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Zman of Trumas HaLishka, and the Gemara asks in Rosh Hashanah over there, why doesn't the Mishnah say Trumas HaLishka? Says the Gemara, because if you don't have Trumas HaLishka Chadasha, then you could bring Karbanos and such from the old Trumas HaLishka, from the old Matbeis. Without the new shkola. So, ask the Turei Evan, we see from this Gemara, that anything that's not ma'akev b'di'evet is not listed in the Mishnah. Ask the Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah Dav Beis, in the Avnei Malum section, that l'chair, why is Ma'aser Behema on the list in Rosh Hashanah Dav Beis? In lieu of the fact that the Gemara said that anything that's not ma'akev, like Trumas HaLishka, that if you don't have from Nisan, you could bring from before that. So likewise, Ma'aser Behema, we also know b'di'evet, you could bring Rishon Al Chavrita. So why is the Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'aser Behema in the Mishnah? As I frek the Turei Evan. So the Turei Evan answers that Trumas HaLishka, when you don't have from Nisan, l'chatchila, you could go bring from the old ones. It's not only b'di'evet, it's obviously only when you don't have matbeis of the new ones, from the new shkolim, from the new collection. But lechatchila, if you don't have that lechatchila, you can go back. Ma'aser Behema is never lechatchila, it's always b'di'evet. Says the Turei Evan that the Rambam says Ma'aser Behema b'di'evet is Mishon Al Chavrita, that's not enough to take it out of the Mishnah, because lechatchila you're never supposed to do that, and Mamela it's still a Rosh Hashanah Ma'aser Behema. That's the Turei Evan's Mahalach. The Chazon Ish wants to say a Chiddush, that the Rambam says yearly that it's Ma'aser Behema is not Midaraisa, it's only Midarabbanan. So the Mela, not necessarily would it affect the list and the style of the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, because Midaraisa Avada, there's no such thing as Ma'aser Mishnah Al-Chavrita, and it is a Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Elul, or whichever sheet that you go with is a Rosh Hashanah, the Ma'aser Behema. However, the Chinuch and Siman Shin Zam, and Mitzvah Shin Samach is Mefurish, that this yearly of the Rambam, quote unquote, this din, that Ma'aser Behema is Chal B'di'evet, is Midei Raisa, and therefore we would still need a Pshat to answer the Shiloh. The Rashash has a different teretz. The Rashash says that the Rambam doesn't mean that five animals of last year and five animals of this year will make for 10 animals to establish a Ma'aser Behema at all, not even B'di'evet. No. 5 and 5 will not equal 10 for Ma'aser Behema. So what then does the Rambam mean? That let's say you have 10 from last year and 10 from this year, you could be Mafresh Ma'aser Behema, or at least if you are Mafresh Ma'aser Behema, it will work for the other ones. But not that it'll make Asar Mechuyov is 5 and 5. So they're not Mastarv to be Mechayev even B'di'evet. It's just that if you're Mafresh, then it works. And the truth of the matter is that it's Mefurish and the Rambam himself in Perek Vav over here earlier, as well as in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Ayin Ches, that every single year is a Mechayev Ifnei Atzmai. And if so, you have to say that the Rambam only means over here that the Hafrasha works. And as I state in our Sameach, in Perek Vav earlier, and some say also from Reb Chaim like that you need to have 10 from each year, even in the Rambam's B'di'evet. It's not like you could go and take 5 and 5. Even B'di'evet, you need to have 10 from each year. Now there's a Gemara later over here. The Gemara says, we'll get to the sugya later, but on Nunches Amud Beis before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Ma'al d'teima ligzer dilma osi l'mishko mehanuch." Kamash Malon, with regard to a last year and a this year, that maybe we should be scared that he's going to come and be mafresh from one year on the other year. So the question is, if according to the Rambam but the Eved it's not a problem, then what's the inyan to be geizer dilma asa lemishkal mehanach? It's mashma clearly in the Gemara, not like the Rambam, that even with the Eved it won't be chal. Nun chesem et beis on the top. The Teres Roim, the Baal Emek Brach, and Teres Roim and Masechta Trumas has a different mahalach in this Rambam. We have mentioned and touched upon the fact that Meiser Behema has a din of Kedushas Meiser Behema mitzad the mitzvahs asay of Meiser, and then there's the din of Korban of Meiser Behema. And one of the underlying questions in the whole parak here have been how much is the Korban and the mitzvah and the chefts of Meiser Behema's Kedusha altogether intertwined. The Teres Roim wants to say on the Rambam that he says that b'dieved it's chal is only the din carbon of Meiser Behema, but not that the afroshah's chal is afroshah for Meiser Behema, which is a huge, huge chiddush, because kipshutai, the din of a carbon of Meiser Behema is a result, is an elevated fallout of the din of Meiser. If you have Eser Behemoth and there's a din of Meiser Behema, the din is that the Meiser Behema has a din of carbon Meiser Behema. But to say that there's carbon Meiser Behema with the Eved, even though it's Chodesh Aliyoshon, but it's not Be'etzim Mitztarif and it doesn't pater one and the other, very big Chiddush. It might help for this Gemara, Duma Osi Lemishka Mehanoch, that Hagam, that it's a carbon, but you might come to think that you were Mesakin and that you have a Meiser Behema. But it's a huge chiddush. Mark continues on to Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph by quoting the Mishnah in Trumas itself in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet about Ein Tarmin Mimin Al She'ein Emin Vim Tarim Ein Trumas at Truma. So the Gemara says, "Manani Mili Amar Rabami Amar Raviani Amar Lam Rabami Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lachish Kol Chelav Yitzar V'Chol Chelav Sirish V'Dogon Amar Torah Ten Chelav Lazeh V'Chelav Lazeh Ashkechan Sirish V'Yitzar etc." The Rambam in Perek Hei Alacha Beis of Trumas doesn't bring our Gemara's Lashon. The Brahman brings his own drasha that ain't time min al shayin aminoi mishum shenamer kedogon min hagoyin ukumleya min hayekev v'chol min dogon ikigoyin la'atzmoi. So the Maram Shik is ma'orer. Actually, the Tosis Yontif in Perek Beis Mishnah Vav of Trumas is matmiya that the Rambam doesn't bring the lashon Gemara, and the Rambam brings his own pasuk. So the Maram Shik in Mitzvah Shin Tzadik Vav says that according to the Rambam's drasha, things would change. You wouldn't even be able to be mafresh from two different chitim unless you did them in one gurun. But if you did them in two separate grunas, you wouldn't be able to be mafresh mizel zeh, even though they're both chitim. A chiddush, says the Maram Shik, according to the Rambam's pasuk. It's important to point out that the Rambam, mamash, tens of times, if not 100, brings a different pasuk than the Gemara does, and it's to be determined if the Rambam means to change the psak and the rules, or there's another reason why he does it. It's too often to just say that every single time is a different pshat, but perhaps that's the case. Because at the end of the day, if he's bringing a different pasuk, there must be a reason. The Gemara quotes over here the famous Rabbi Yoshi Ashita by Klayim that says, "Atshe yizra chita u'sa'ira v'chartz b'mapelus yad." The din of mapelus yad, that you have to throw with your hands, kipshutai, is because you want the seeds to go in together in one thrust and in one close by area. Like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Kuf Heyem et Beis. The Rav Yeshi is only Mechayev when they're close by. Now, Rabbeinu Geshem says the reason why we need Mepelis Yad is Lafuki Mepelis Shvarim. That if you have oxen plowing and dropping the seeds while they do so, then it's no good. The Mikdash David in Simon Samach Aleph Vayis Gimel explains that the problem of Mapelah Shvarim is because you're not doing a Ma'aseh V'Yadayim. It's basically your animal doing it for you. It's like Mechamer. Mechamer we know is Chayav HaShabbos. There's no Isser Mechamer by Klai Zeroyim. That's how the Mikdash David explains the Chsaron of Mapelah Shvarim according to Rabbeinu Gershom over here. However, the Peiris Teina points out, as well as the Derech Amuna in the beginning of the fifth parak in Klayim, that the pshat of Mapelah Shvarim is not because of Mechamer, it's because it's not close by. Like the Gemara says about Messiah over there, that Mapelah Shvarim is far away, and the din of Rav Eshia is that it has to be that the seeds were planted together in one area, not that a little bit here and a little bit there, split apart like the way the Shvarim plant. However, he points out that Rabbeinu Gershom and Erchin actually says that Mapelah Yad is further away than Mapelah Shvarim. So Rabbeinu Gershom L'shitosi, perhaps the Mikdash David has a point, that maybe the Chesaron of Mapelah Shvarim is not necessarily because it's far apart,
because the Rebbe Gershom himself in Erech Chafei says that Mapelas Yad is also Mefuzer B'Yosef. So perhaps then we might be onto something. Mapelas Shorim has a different pshat. Still a chiddush what he says, that the pshat, why you need Mapelas Yad, because Mapelas Shorim is Mechamer, Rakaponim, that's what Rebbe Gershom says, and that's what the Mikdash David says. Actually, Ladina and Rabbi Yoshi is din of Chita Chatzim Sa'ir B'Mapelas Yad. We don't necessarily hold like that halacha, like the Gemara says in Kedushin Lamatas Loitz Harisu LeKaimelun Rabbi Yoshi. And you find the Shnayas, like the famous mission of Mechitzas Hakeren Shenifritzo and Hamavir Atzitznok of Bekerim and other Mishnayas, that you see clearly that it's Klayim, even though there was no Mapelas Yad. However, the Rishenim say that even though it's Neser Bahano over there, although it wasn't done like Rabbi Yoshi required, but Yitaka won't get Malchus. Since it wasn't B'Mapelus Yad, you won't get Malchus. But there's a Machlokes Rishonim, if you need to have Chita Sa'ir V'Chartzen, in other words, how much are we made to be mixed to Rabbi Yoshi? Do you need to have Chita Sa'ir V'Chartzen, all three of them, in order to be Neser Bahano? Or even if you have, let's say, Sa'ir V'Chartzen or Chita V'Chartzen alone, it's also going to be Aser Bahano. The Ran holds it's only Aser B'Hanoh if you have all three, but the Rambam says in Perikei Halacha Zayin of Klayim that even if you have Chita V'Chartzen or Sa'ir V'Chartzen, it's Aser B'Hanoh, even if you didn't have all three. The Ran brings a Rai from the Gemara in Kedushin over there on the Aflama test that he let him go. He didn't tell him anything. So it's mashma that it wasn't Aser B'Hanoh either, not just that he doesn't get Malchus. And according to the Rambam, you'd have to say that that Gemara doesn't mean that Imamish let him go. He Taka told him, you should know, by the way, that this is going to be Aser B'Hanoh. That the Rambam argues on the Ran and he says that it's also about not even by two minim, the Vilna Goyin in Yerideya, Reish Tzadik Vav, Afanar over there in Sivkot and Tezvav, Tazayin, learns that it's not also midirais, it's only also midirabana. Now I saw in the Gemara in Kedushin over there, the Aflama Test, the Gemara says that Klai Akerim is also about not even in Chutz Loretz. And according to this, L'chaira, according to the Rambam, it should be also about not in Chutz Loretz, even with two minim. But Rabbi Yashiv says over there in the Ha'aris, in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, that it makes sense that Chazal only got were guys that were only asked in Chutz Loretz, something that in Eretz Yisrael would have the Isser Zriya and the Isser Ano. But something that's Aser Ano, but it doesn't have the Isser and the Mais Zriya, maybe there's no Gzer altogether. Now, all in all, if you go through this whole Gemara here on Daf Nun Dalet, the Gemara brought the Pazuk in Kairach, I believe it is, Kol Chelev Yitzer V'chol Chelev Sirish V'dogan, Amr Tari Ten Chelev Lezeh V'ten Chelev Lezeh. The Gemara says, Ashkechon, Sirish V'yitzah, Sirish V'dogon, etc., etc. And then the Gemara says, U'shnei minim ba'alma minolon, hani d'rabbana ninhu. So basically, after all is said and done, the Torah says, Sirish, and Yitzar, and Dogon, and that's it. So there's a major machloikis over here between Taisis and the Rambam. Taisis and the Ramaschal, U'shnei minim ba'alma d'rabbanon, is medayik that basically only those that it says in the pasuk, Dagon Sirish v'Yitzer, and the rest are the Rabbanon. And he brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Pash, this is Mashma, and after Zvav, that Charuvin are the Rabbanon, and the Gemara in Bayed of Gimel Amid Beis is Mashma also, by Litrik Tzis that it's the Rabbanon, and he brings the Gemara in Ketz and Mevarchin, by Tzlaf that it's the Rabbanon, etc., etc., etc. However, the Rambam holds that Shar, Mine, Peris, like Te'enim, and so on, are the Raisa. Now, Rav Meir Simcha opens up in Perek Beis when Hilchos Trumas Halacha Aleph and elaborates on the machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos, and he's very endorsing of the Rambam. He actually brings a lot of the rice that Tosfos says. Tosfos brought the Tosefta and the Gemara in Malchus that says, Elohim Aloikim Koyin Sha'ochel Aloike, with regard to a Koyin Sha'ochel also be other Te'ena Shal Tevel. So it's mashma that if someone eats a Te'ena of Tevel, he gets Malchus, which means that mid the rice that there's a Chi of Truma on Te'enim. So Tosfos says that you could say that doesn't mean Malchus, it means Makas Mardus. Tosfos that holds that Te'enim are the Rabbanon will say that it means Makas Mardus. The Rambam holds that Te'enim are the Raisa, and according to him, Dr. Meir Simcha, the Loike is very Geshmak. Also, the Tosfos brings the Mishnah in Parah that says, Dveila shal Truma shanafel osei chadas, etc. It says in the Gemara that he gets Misa. Now Misa, how are you going to do Misa by Truma? Can't be Makas Mardus, what are you going to do there? So Tosfos says that it means Bikurim, which we find that Bikurim are called Truma. Rav Meir Simcha says, this is an awesome riot to the Rambam, that even by Te'enim, there is Truma Midairaisa, and that's why it can result in Misa by Zor Shalachle, and so on. It's regular Truma Midairaisa by Te'enim. So Rav Meir Simcha, Aitaisa says, it's talking about Bikurim, he says it's a big Daichik, because even though we find that Bikurim is Ikru Truma, that's only in the Psukim, Dr. Meir Simcha. But in Chazal, you don't find that in the Tzachidish, a Daichik, Zokter, to say that when it says Truma, it means Bikurim.
He also brings the Medrash Rabban Parshas Bahar that's mashma like the Rambam Hayi Kikar Tavol that Hayi Silfon of Kalkol Shel Te'enim. Sounds like there's a Chiv Truma Deraisa by Te'enim. And Rav Meir Simcha, like I said, is very supportive of the Rambam Shita that the Chiv of Truma is not only by Dagon Sirish V'Yitzar but by all other Minim as well. He says Kama Mishnayis V'Sugis Machriyas Kepsak Rabbeinu the Rambam. L'maisa, all being said and done, Rav Meir Simcha says that and what he means to say is that even though I would say that I hold like the Rambam that all Paris are chayiv in Truma Midiraisa, but the din that you can't be mafresh minal she'enim mina, we definitely only learned that where the Torah specified Dagon Sirish V'Yitzar. So in Taisis' world where the rest are only the Rabbanon, it's not an issue because everything is the Rabbanon. But according to the Rambam that it's the Raisa, how do you know that you can't be mafresh minal she'enim minoi by other Paris like Te'enim, and so on and so forth. And he mutches a very stark, and he doesn't really have a good eti. He says, V'uli mefarish, that all Zroim, the Ikeb, Humanas, Aniyim, we learn out of Dagon, and Dagon, the Kap, and the Rachmana, Lahafresh, Mikol, Min. In other words, everything's learned out of Dagon, and all different, you know, types of fruits will have the din of Minal She'enim Minoi. And the only thing that you can learn out is Maiser Yarokis and stuff like that, that there's no din of Manas Kahuna. That's what he says. They call it Tikkun Rabbanan. There is a Tikkun, but Lamaisa, he's not so happy about this. Then he brings a very interesting smag. The smag holds that Midiraisa, the only Chiv, is only by Maisa Sheni, and everything else is Midrabbanan. And he elaborates on this. He says, Evazay, what's Pshat that we find in Perek Zayin of Edmai Hoyle, to Enim Sheltevel, Arain Truma, Veser Maisa Risha, Invitation Maisa Sheni, Tetera, Lachaira, if Maisa Sheni's fruits are the rice, fruits. Of Maisa Sheni is the Raisa by the fruits and everything else is the Rabbanon. L'chayr should be doing Maisa Sheni first. Azay Frechter. It's interesting. I don't know if this is Tali in the Shaila if the Raisas go before the Rabbanon. Could be it means that since it's obligational with the Raisa, it should have to have precedence to the Dinim that are only Achiv mid Rabbanon. And he brings a Meredik Arrive that's brought down on the Sefer Kaft of Aferach that even if you hold the Truma the Raisa is only by Dogon Sirish V'Yitzar, but if you go on your Mafresh from Te'enim and other Minim of Adat's Chal Truma the Raisa. The Chiv and the Din that the Tevel fathers Truma of Midiraisa is only by Dagon Sirish V'Yitzar, but Lamaisa it's Chal Truma Midiraisa. By the way, that question that I mentioned is the Turei Evans Shaila. That L'chaira, if you have the Raisa only by Maisa Sheni and nothing else, then you should do Maisa Sheni first. It's interesting, happens to be that the Shagasari is the one that says that you can do the Rabbana before the Raisa. So you see that he's not going else that far. Hitaka means that even if you're allowed to do it, the Rabbanon for the Raisa, we're not going to elaborate on that now. But he means to say that L'chayr, if you have a Chiv to be Mafresh, Maisa Sheni, that should go first. Meir Simcha is not so nispal. He says that it's not so shver. Because even if it's not Chal Truma Maisa Rishon on these Paris of Elon, in other words, even if you don't select the Ravid, still, Chazal were Mechayiv you to go in that order and it's not a stira, like he elaborates. And but Lamaisa, he's a little bit from much of the Meir Simcha. How exactly are we meant to explain the source of Minal She'eni Minoi by Shar Peiris if you say that they're all the Raisa like the Rambam and the Pasuk is only by Dagon Sirish V'Yitzar? Chazanish is not so perplexed by this question. Chazanish wants to say that, listen, once the Torah tells you that there's a din of Truma and the Torah tells you Dagon Sirish V'Yitzar, so even though the Torah explicitly said it by those, we can learn out to all of them that you're not supposed to do Minal She'eni Minoi. Yilmud Sosim and Amafurish. As I state in the Chazanish. With regard to the Mishnah here on Nundalat Amud Beis, Maisa Behemah Mitzaref Kimoli Regal Behemah Roya, we see that there's a din of tziruf of two groups, of two flocks, or of one flock that has been split up into two, up till Tez Zion Mil. Hayu Bein Eilu Leilu Lamud Beis Mil, Ein Mitzarefim. So let's discuss a few different points which are discussed by the Achrenim to bring out the different things that we're meant to learn here in the Sugya. First of all, the Gemara says, Manani Mili, Amar Rabba Bar Shila the Amar Kra, Oid Tavarna Hatsoin Al Yedei Moine. The Pasuk says, Oid Tavarna Hatsoin Al Yedei Moine. It's actually a Pasuk in Yirmiyah Lamed Gimel. And it's interesting that the Gemara is learning out Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. Normally we say Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah Le Alfino. Question number one. Also, the Gemara says, Vikim Lula Rabbanon, the Shitzer Mil Koshalta Be Eino de Roya. That up till 16 mil, the shepherd is able to see 16 mil. So therefore, that's the shear of Tziruf, the Kimlu Rabbanon, together with Oita Varna Hatzoin, Al Yedei Moina.
So it's interesting that Achrayim discuss, it sounds like over here, that a person is able to see up till 16 mil. So the Hari B'Samim and Shuvas, Chelik Hei, Simen, Ayin Gimel, Dibra Maschel Ma, he discusses this Gemara together with the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. And we're trying to find out if a person drowned and his ishta is muteres in Mayim She'en Lahem Soif, or perhaps he came out far away. So it's before over there in the Gemara and Rashi that up till a parsi he could see, more than that he can't see. And the Achrayim are bothered, the Hari B'Samim wants to know, here it sounds like he could see up till Tez Zayin Mil, and over there you don't have him seeing more than a parsa. What is the standard vision? How much could a person see? So the Hari B'Samim says over there, obviously a river, an ocean is different than regular vision. That's what the Hari B'Samim's Mahalach is over there. That on the river bank, the vision is different than regularly, whether it's because of the water or because of the situation. That's the Hari B'Samim's Mahalach. You have to know if maybe the fact that you don't even know which way to look, you don't know if the guy came out far left, far right, all the way deep down, straight ahead. So when you look at Mayim She'en Lahem Soif, maybe the gamut of what your eyes can cover at one shot and watch are maybe only up to a parsa. Not sure if that makes so much sense, because over here also, not necessarily do you know which way the sheep are running, Yesh La'ayin. The Tshuvas Bris Yankiv and Evan Ezra Simon Yotes also speaks about this, and he says that in the Gemara Nivamas you have a much shorter vision section, because it's not just enough to see in general where the animal is scurrying around, you also have to see if it's alive or dead, which needs a much closer, you know, precision of vision to be able to see that, and therefore you only have a parsa, whereas here you have a lot more. Lani is daiti, the question is better than all the answers, and perhaps you could suggest a whole different mahala. First, let's learn the Gemara a little bit. With regard to the din of mitzarev kimoli regal behema roya, so Rashi in the Mishnah says two lashonis. The first lashon is kefishir shabehema misrachekes vayolechis kishi roya, the hainu tezayin milan. The shear of how far an animal distances itself when it is grazing, which is up to 16 mil. Sounds like it's about how the animals go, how far do they walk away till the cows come home, like they say. And lishna achirni kefima shabehemus rechoike zu mizu v'yecholis lishtamer b'roya echad. V'ayinu tez zayin milin. How far can they be distanced one from the other and still be under the tutelage, under the auspices of one shepherd? And that's tez zayin milin. So you have to know exactly what's the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon. What exactly does Rashi mean to say with these two lashonis? Now there's a very important Gemara here on the bottom of the Amud, a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Chomish mikan v'chomish mikan v'chomish me'emtza, da'ani chomish chazi l'ocha l'ocha. U'shmuel omar afilu chomish mikan v'hei mikan v'echad be'emtza, chazinon l'roye keman d'koi hocha v'karinon be'moina. Shmuel says that even if you have 5 and 5 different sheep, which are 32 mil apart, if there's one sheep in between, chazinon l'roya keman d'koy yachav v'karina b'mayna, we could consider the roya a counter of all these 10 sheep at once and make them all into one group of ma'aser behema. Whereas according to Rav, it's only when there are 5 in the middle, those 5 chazil l'hocha l'hocha. It sounds like in Rav's world, this din of is a real din of tziruf. But it's only a din of tziruf, not between the two outer animals that are 32 apart, not at all, no. It's that the 5 in the middle can be thrown either to the right or to the left, tez zayin each way. But not that they could simultaneously bring all of them together, that even the 32 apart will be bridged together with the middle sheep, like in Shmuel's opinion. In Shmuel's opinion, it's all about the roya. Where is the roya's kingdom? How much is the roya's umbrella? How much is he spreading his wings? If he has a sheep in the middle, so we could say that basically the shepherd is here too, and the Tez Zayin Mil to the right is still in his territory, and the Tez Zayin Mil to the left is still in his territory. Now it sounds like in Rashi, Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Taverna Hatzayin Al Yidei Moyne, Mashma Am Yecholis Lihimonis Beroya Echad Mikrutzayin. What does it mean, mikru tzoin? If you look in Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, Kiloimar da ahu tzoin, the roya echad yocha lishma v'limnois, have eider umitztarev l'maiser echad l'minyan d'haynu maiser behema. It sounds like, basically, we're not just talking about whether or not these are together or they're not together, they can be counted together, they can be joined together. The method of how
the two groups of animals can be considered to be mitzdarif for ma'aser behema, like the Lashon HaMishnah, ma'aser behema mitzdarif karol moli regel behema roya. The pshat is that they become classified and unified as one eider. They're all under the umbrella of tzoin, like the Lashon HaPosuk, oy tavarna ha-tzoin. They become one tzoin, one flock, one group. That's what it's all about. So if that's the case, that it's not just a din of tzir of ba'alma, it's a din that they get there, that the pshat is, if they are in this vicinity, and under the umbrella of this tzirif, then they become one flock, like the Lashon Rabbeinu Gershom, and perhaps Rashi as well. So if that's the case, so when the Gemara says, first of all, they learn out of a pasuk, it's not a yalfusa, it's a gili milsa ba'alma, that this is called a tzoin. And memelo, the kimlu l'rabon, the shitzer milka shalta ve'ena deroyah. The Machlekes Rav and Shmuel that we're discussing, it sounds like Rav is focusing specifically on the behemoths in the middle. That the behemoths in the middle are considered part of either the ones on the right Tazayin Mil away, or the ones on the left Tazayin Mil away. But not that there's a tzirif of the two outer groups of animals. It's a tzirif of the middle animals to the either one that they are connected to, but not to the outer ones. Whereas according to Shmuel, it's not just the tzirif because of the animals. The animals become the tzirif because they all are under the auspices of one roya. And we could consider the roya in charge of all of them because chazina leila roya kamanda koya ocha. Since there's an animal in the middle, that would make that the roya is considered as if he's in the middle. And mamela, all animals that are within tezayin ama from this middle one, even though the ones all the way on the right are Tezayin Mil away from here, and the ones all the way on the left are Tezayin Mil away from here on the other way, and they're really 32 mil apart, which has nothing to do with connecting the two of them. They're not related. They're not one and the same, and they definitely cannot be deemed and classified and viewed as one flock. But since Shmuel holds that the Roya could be Mitzarfon, that is called Mitzarf L'maisa Behema, that all of them together, even the 32 apart, via the animal in the middle, will be able to become under Roya Echad, and the Roya Echad will be Mitzarfa. So Shmuel holds that the Roya is being Mitzarf them as one flock, while Rav holds that it's a tzir from Mitzad the Behemoths, that they're close enough to their peers in either direction, but not that the two outer ones could join with each other. So Rav is focusing on the animals, and Shmuel is focusing on the shepherd. That's the two Lashonis in Rashi, perhaps. The first Lashon in Rashi, and the second wide line here, how far does the animal go away to graze? Because it's all about the animal being next to his peers and grazing together with his peers. Basically, they can be considered as one flock because the middle animals, the five animals, are not so far from the Tazayin away animals in either direction. But of course, the two outer groups of five, the one all the way to the Dorim and the one all the way to the Tzafin, for example, are not going to be able to be joined up with each other by no means. It's just about the middle ones joining to either direction. Whereas the second Lashon Rashi is more Shmuel oriented. He says, "Kefi mashav behemis rechaykes umizuv yichelis l'shtamer beroya echad," under the auspices of one shepherd. Now, if that's the case, perhaps we could say a chiddush. That the Gemara says the kimlo l'rabban and the shitzer milka shalta be'ena deroya, it doesn't mean that he could see that he's better than any set of binoculars. It means that in order to classify that this shepherd is on top of the situation of this flock, and we could classify this all as one herd, one flock, under his tutelage and auspices, it has to be something where he's able to scurry around and control and eventually see. Not necessarily does he have to be able to see with his eyes, naked eyesight, Tezayin Mil. The point is that if these animals are all in the vicinity where he is able to run to and fro and keep an eye on them, that's what it means, Shalta Beina. Maybe with moving, but it has to be a situation where that is the territory and the radius of how much animals move around under one herd, under one shepherd, and he is able to see them all. That would be considered Tachas Roya Echor, Kula Nitnu Mi Roya Echor, and not necessarily is it a kasha that physical eyesight can't be so far away. Maybe Einachanami, perhaps. In closing, I'd like to end off with a very fun kasha from the Sefer Reishis Bikurim over here on the bottom of Nundalad Amud Beis. Basically, the Reishis Bikurim asks the following question. There's a din that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Chala, Yeridei, Simshin Chavdal, Tzifhei, comes from a Tesefta and Klayim, which is quoted by the Rashi, Mesefta Klayim. And it goes like this. Chatzi Kav Chitim, V'chatzi Kav Soerim, V'chatzi Kav Koismin, Hare Elu Mestarfin, V'noitel Mena Koismin. If you have a half a kav of chitim, a half a kav of sa'irim, which would never join to be mechayiv you and chala, but together with that you have a chatzi kav of koismin, they join up together and you bring chala and a koismin. Basically, although the chitim and the sa'irim cannot join together because they're two separate species, but as far as the koismin go, the koismin become mechayiv and chala. And they are helped out to be mashal the shir by the chitim and the sa'irim, which are not mitzarif, but the koisim become a chuyiv. So ask the Reishis Bikurim, just like you tell me that chitim and sarim cannot be mitzarif, but nevertheless they help the koisim attain the shear that they need, and now the koisim are chayiv and chalo, why don't we say the same thing over here? That if you have five tezayin to the right, and then another five tezayin to the left, tezayin mil away, which are obviously too far on their own, but there's one in the middle, when you look at the middle animal, he shall be able to be mitzarif to both of them to be mechayiv and meiser, just like the koisman. That's what the Reishis Bikurim asks. And he says, according to Rav, of course, that holds that your potter, when you have one in the middle, it's a bam kasha. And even according to Shmuel, it sounds like Shmuel holds that it's only because of the roya. Why didn't Shmuel say that the middle one is chayiv and meiser behema, just like the koisman are chayiv and chala? And the Reishis Bikurim elaborates about this. It goes up and down with all different havaminis and rayas. Kedarkei v'kodesh. But Pasech HaDvarim, he says, V'nir lafi anizdaiti l'chalik ben maise behima l'chalo. I'll read you some of his words and then I'll explain. Degabe chalo loy boi shir rak l'chaloy sachiv. Avo b'shas afrosha ink peida al ashir. By chalo, you only need a shir of chalo for the chaloy sachiv chalo. But when you're actually separating and being mafresh and kareshem the chalo, as long as you had the Heirivoy and Kemach Bashas, the Gilgal, even if later on there's not a whole shear, you're still mechuyev to be mafresh. Whereas by Maaser Behema, if you had a shear of 10, and then you're missing some, you only have 9 or 8, like the Gemara says later on Tessim and Beis, Hayla Yutlam Vichnis Landir Manachamishu Meis Echemehem. But anyway, you don't say that once it's chayiv, you could continue on. Basically, you need to have them b'shas afrosha. That's his chilek that he wants to say between chala and ma'aser behema. And therefore, by ma'aser behema, you're not going to be able to say this svara. And that's why we have machlekes Rav and Shmuel and either these vehicles and methods of tziruf work. Otherwise, your potter, there's no tziruf. Hashem came by koisman, even if the chitim and sarim do not join up to make a chiyiv, they're enough to be mashal the shear of the chala. What I think he means to say is as follows. By chala, if you have an isa that's chayiv and chala, the rest of the shear is only a hashloma. But the mechayiv, the voltage and the buzz of what beckons the afrosh's chala is even less than the shear. The shear is only to be mashlim, the teiras isa, like Reb Chaim talks about in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. But the actual minimal amount, even less than a shear, is also an isa that b'yisaydai has a chiyiv chala. It just doesn't have the shear. So when you get the shear, you're in business. So if I have enough koisman even without the shear, the chitin and sarin are enough to be mashal in the shear. Even if the chitin and sarin mitzad themselves don't have the voltage and the chiyiv, mitzad chitin and sarin, to join up and become chayiv and chala, but they're enough to be mashal in the shear, and the minimal amount of koisman on its own is enough to be mechayiv the chala. Whereas by Maaser Behema, you have to have 10 behemas which have a din mitzad all of them that they are mitzarif to make a group of 10, and that's when Maaser takes place. It's actually interesting. It's not like regular Maaser could go proportionally, right? There's no such thing as Maaser Behema of one animal to take a tenth, a foot, or a tenth of the animal. You have to have asar behemas mechuyovas, nichnosis ladir, and then you're in business. If you don't have yud tloyim, that all of them together are part and parcel of the ikur neshama to sprout the whole chiv of Maaser Behema. So you can't have a hashloma and a tziruf of a quasi unconnected animal. It has to be that all 10 of them are one and the same, are part and parcel of creating a union of 10 animals that are mechuyev and meiser. Just like, for example, we mentioned the Briskerov's question on Daf Nun Gimel from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Mem Hei, right? That the Gemara is Memayit Maisa Behema by Goyim, and he asks, what do you need a Miyit for? There's no 10 Behemas Mechuyovas. Basically, it has to be that there are 10 Behemas that are a group, like we said, they have to be deemed as a flock, as an Eder, and that is how they are classified as a group of 10 that are Chayv Maisa Behema. So, if you're going to have 9 animals, or whatever it is, one animal, and then 5 here, and then 5 there, that are not really, really one flock, and joined up completely to one union. It's just that you want to use them to be mashlim yashir, chitim asa'arim style, that works by chala, says the Reishis Bikurim, but not, it's not going to work, legabi ma'isa behema, because by ma'isa behema, all 10 animals are part of the team that are triggering and igniting the whole tchilas achiv of ma'isa behema, and the tzirif can only work with animals that are really, really mitzdarif. You can't just use a hashlama de ketzirif to be mechayiv your ma'isa behema. It has to be that all the 10 animals are taka one and the same in one flock or at least under one shepherd.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.